We've got to take this thing, grab it by the throat, so to speak. Those thoughts, those ideas, the carnal nature, we must cast it down and bring every one of our thoughts in control to the obedience of Christ. Now, fight the good fight, winning the battle that matters most. Your gift of $16 or more to Save America Ministries will put this hardbound book in your hands. Call us. 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries at $4 for postage and handling. If you're writing, get it on our website, saveus.org. And again, can I urge you to become a partner with us in this desperate moment of human history, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Who's the king of the mountain of your life? Think about it.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us
again next time on Viewpoint as we confront...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about what separates America from all the other nations in the world, and that is the amazing document that was signed by the founders of this country, who gave us a republican form of government, not a democracy, contrary to everything you learned in school, everything you learned in college, everything you read in the newspaper, hear on television, or hear our politicians talk about. America is not a democracy. How could that be? Well, very simply, because Plato had said it so well 2,500 years ago. Democracies always end up in despotism, and there really are people who want a dictatorship, want a despotism in America, and that is why they've simply changed our entire outlook on our form of government. But we are a republic, and if you read our Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Federalist Papers and the constitutions of all of our various states, you will never find the use of the word democracy other than to decry it and say the last thing we want is certainly a democracy. We are a republic. And the fact that most people don't know that is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think and believe, because the media is controlled. And if you doubt that, you need to get our book called The New Media Monopoly, written by a college, left-wing college professor, as a matter of fact. But he lays it all out, documents it after 30 years of study. But rather than get into that right now, let's get to our special guest this evening, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. Hi, David. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, doing great, Dr. Stan. It's always a blessing to be on your show and to be able to communicate these truths, because, indeed, if Americans do not recover what our Constitution was designed to do, that is to limit the power of the federal government and to distribute power primarily, as you mentioned in Federalist Papers, Federalist Paper 45 clearly states that the powers and the balance of power is in the favor of the states. The states have far more wide-ranging powers, and the design was very clear. They knew that people needed the government close to them that they could control, not a government distant from them in Washington, D.C., where power would collect out of their control and out of their oversight. So the design was that the local government would have much more power and much more influence over your life than anything coming out of Washington, D.C. They were very concerned with centralized power. They had seen that. Clearly, that's what King George III and his regime in Great Britain and its tyrannical control over the colonies demonstrated to them. They had, you know, London controlling what was taking place in the colonies, you know, distant by a whole ocean, which in those days, that ocean meant a, you know, 3 month voyage or more, perhaps. And so communications between London and the colonies and all of those things demonstrated to them it is a bad idea to have a distant government controlling you, and a bad idea to entrust much of your life, liberty, property, protection of those things into the hands of a distant government. Yet that's what exactly has happened today.
Let me just comment. If you read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a computer, go on them and look up the 10th of the Federalist Papers, where it says this: democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention. Democracies are air incompatible with personal liberty and the right of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Have you noticed how the tempo of violence and crime and murder and all of these things is increasing in our society much more than we ever had before? At one time, we certainly had a very peaceful society, a prosperous society, but you see, we became a democracy. And of course, democracies are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. 10th of the Federalist Papers, bet you never learned that in college. I sure didn't. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and David is simply talking about the Bill of Rights and basically the 10 amendments to the Constitution. And the reason that certainly after they'd signed the Constitution, the Founding Fathers said, look, Oh, this is a great, I mean, it's a great document, but we've got to be more specific. We want to limit the power of the government so that there, it's very specifically stipulated exactly what it can do. And anything that is not specifically stipulated, any power that is not given to the federal government, is to be limited to the states and the people. Because once you give government unlimited power, that power will be certainly misused. And so basically, most of what's going on in Washington, D.C., is subversive today. They know very well, they swear to uphold the Constitution, yet you read the 10th Amendment, it says any power not specifically here given to the Congress is to be reserved to the states and the people. And that's any power. In other words, basically, most of what they're doing, Obamacare is unconstitutional, but of course they never appeal it. They never challenge it from a constitutional point of view. If they do, of course they do it in such a manner to be sure to lose. Why? Because there really are people who want a dictatorship in America. So basically, of course, David is talking about the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and then the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution, which basically restricts the government's ability, even if they have information against you, to take you directly to court, because then, of course, the indictment, the information the government has, goes to a grand jury, and they get to hear that before they can drag you into court, because basically, if they target you, if they're unscrupulous people in government, they can target you, and they keep taking you court over and over and over and over again, just to break you down, to destroy you, to bankrupt you. And they do that, ladies and gentlemen. This has happened, and I know it's specifically it's happened to people. They've targeted them, and certainly you sold your house, and you've sold your stock, and you've sold everything else. The government has unlimited funds to be used against people. And so basically, of course, the whole idea of the grand jury was they can't take it to trial unless they actually have adequate evidence against you, and the grand jury gets to hear that evidence before they can come in with an indictment. Pick up the story, David.
Well, thank you. Yes, and the grand jury should not just take the evidence presented to them by the prosecutor. They should do their own investigation. They should subpoena people in as witnesses that they want to interview. In other words, the prosecutor is going to give you one side of the story. He's trying to get notches on his belt, and the notches that advance him in his career as a prosecutor are convictions. So he's going to pick the cases that he thinks most likely are going to result in convictions. He's going to want to ramrod him through and get the grand jury to hand down indictments and take it to trial and win the case. So that's what he's working for. But the grand jury should not ever allow the prosecutor to tell them what to do. No, the prosecutor's there as the servant of the people, and the grand jury there as the protector of the people from government abuse against fellow citizens. So they ought to do their own investigation, not just whatever it is the prosecutor hands to them as what his evidence is that, you know, this ought to go to trial. And in doing that, the grand jury needs to recognize that they are a separate body from the judicial branch. The judicial branch does not command them. The judicial branch does not control them. They do not really belong to the judicial branch. As Justice Antonin Scalia has said, really, the jury is a fourth branch of government, independent from the legislature, independent from the executive, and independent from the judiciary, and it stands as a check against those other three branches, and particularly against an abuse of the judiciary for the citizens of the state. Oddly enough, most people don't know that the grand jury, when it meets, when it's convened, it doesn't have to just stick to the agenda handed to it by the prosecutor. You know, the prosecutor's got the stack of cases that he wants them to hand down indictments on, so he's going to try to push them to do all this. But in addition to that, once they meet as a grand jury, they can investigate anything the government is doing, not just what their fellow citizens are doing. They are impaneled as a grand jury to protect us from government malfeasance in office. So they could say, you know, we suspect that the government might be cooking the books in our county. So we're going to demand that they open the books and reveal to us what's really going on in the finances of our county. We have a right to know that, even if we don't have any probable cause. We don't need probable cause. In fact, the grand jury doesn't need any probable cause to investigate anything that the government is doing at all. And this, sad to say, is one of the lost functions of the grand jury. It's still legally their power to do so, but no prosecutor is going to tell him that. He doesn't want them to do that. He just wants them to do his bidding. And obviously the other agents in the government, they don't want the grand jury going around investigating what the government's doing. So they're not going to tell them, which is why at Institute on the Constitution, we have a whole course on the jury, both the grand and petit jury, the history of it, because we know it's vitally important for citizens to learn these truths, and they will not learn them in school. They will not learn them from the media. They will not learn them certainly when they go for jury training in their jurisdiction. No, we need to provide that by another means, which is what we seek to do. Now, when this fact-finding body, the grand jury, has gathered and it acts as a check upon the government regarding the trials that are going to go forward, and this Fifth Amendment here clearly recognizes that capital punishment is a possibility. It is possible for someone to have their life taken from them because of the sort of crime they have committed. This flies in the face of much modern jurisprudence that say, oh, no, the death penalty is illegal. Well, if it's illegal, it's kind of odd that the Fifth Amendment clearly, very clearly states the death penalty is a possibility, a possible outcome of a capital case. So those who claim that capital punishment somehow is forbidden by the Eighth Amendment as cruel and unusual have a real problem, because the Eighth Amendment and the Fifth Amendment occur in the same document, our Bill of Rights. And so if in the Fifth Amendment they recognize capital punishment as a possible outcome of a capital case, how would it be that our founders meant by the Eighth Amendment you couldn't put anybody to death for committing a capital crime? Obviously, it is a false interpretation of the Eighth Amendment to say that our founders never envisioned capital punishment to be a potential outcome of a capital case. Well, another protection the Fifth Amendment affords to us as citizens is a protection against double jeopardy. That is, you cannot be tried twice for the same offense in the same jurisdiction. And again, as you were saying, Dr. Stan, this is to prevent the government from dragging you into court again and again and again, basically shopping for a jury that will ultimately convict you. You know, if the jury says that you're acquitted, our legal system says you cannot be put on trial again for that same offense in the same jurisdiction if that jury has acquitted you. It's only if the jury has said you're guilty that you have the possibility of appealing your case to another level in the court system. So you can appeal up through the court system if you've been declared guilty, but if you're declared innocent, then you cannot be dragged into court for the same offense in the same jurisdiction.
Well, I know, but they always find a means. For instance, they'll try you in the state courts, then they'll try you in the federal courts, and basically when they've targeted you, and they do this with the people, ladies and gentlemen, they do it, and they'll try them in several different jurisdictions on the same exact thing, and basically they just run the people out of money. You try them in the state court, they're innocent, try them in the federal court, and then you get the specific, they get a judge who will go along and withhold evidence so that you can convict anybody. In fact, last Friday on the Dateline, they had a basing on 60 Minutes, I think it was. Dateline. They actually had a young man who was sent to prison for 10 years for a crime he didn't commit. And the reason he went to prison was because the attorney, who was a district attorney, withheld evidence. I mean, that would actually, there was all sorts of evidence and DNA evidence and hair and fingerprints that showed this young man didn't do it. But he wanted to get a conviction. They sent this boy to prison for 10 years. And basically, at the end of 10 years, finally, the evidence was brought forward, and he was exonerated. And what did they do to this lawyer? Well, the lawyer, the district attorney, eventually became a judge. He was a judge, and he certainly had done very, very well for himself. He got 10 days in prison, I think 500 hours of community service, for sending a man who knew was innocent to prison by withholding the evidence. And unfortunately, this is what happens in a society that's turned its back on God. And once you have a whole generation of people who've gone to school and college, and they've destroyed their belief in right and wrong, and if you can get away with it, it's all right. And that attorney would have gotten away with it had it not been that there were this young man who was in prison, an innocent young man in prison. You can put it on Dateline, pull it down, watch it. It was this last Friday, as I remember. And basically, this innocent young man 10 years in prison, 10 years of his life gone, simply because an attorney wanted another notch in his belt. This is the sort of legal system, unfortunately, we have, and we need to have honest, God-fearing people, certainly as district attorney and as judges. That's the only way any of us are going to be safe. Go ahead, David.
And that's why the grand jury is so critical. If they know what their job is, they can investigate this sort of thing and ferret it out and not allow someone to go to trial when they uncover evidence that basically the government is cooking the books, the government is lying, deceiving, and they're sending innocent people to prison. Such people, as you obviously indicated, shouldn't receive such a slap on their hand. They should be disbarred from practicing law. Their pension should be taken away. They should be penalized in the heaviest manner possible. Otherwise, the other crooks who are in the judiciary will get a lesson that says, hey, look, you can get away with it. Yeah, a little slap on your hand and 500 hours community service. And then they decide, when push comes to shove, it's worth advancing my career to take the risk that I might someday have to spend, you know, a few days in jail and 500 hours community service. But, that's a small, small price to pay for advancing my career. And they'll choose the wicked lying and deceiving rather than doing what's truth and justice, which is why the scripture says you ought to only have judges who are not covetous, judges who are honest men, as Exodus 18:21 clearly states.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, when a nation turns against God, why, there are terrible, terrible problems.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly a basic, of course, David was simply talking about the use of torture to get confessions. And ladies and gentlemen, your government does that. Your federal government does that. Well, these men, they've been accused of terrorism. And remember, this whole terrorist movement has been funded by the CIA since its inception. And we actually have had people out encouraging, here in the United States, at least on 50 different instances, they sent out their agents to talk young, impressionable, perhaps not very smart, Muslim young men into committing or agreeing to commit acts of terrorism. And they did, or they threatened to, they were going to, and they ended up being sent to prison because they were all contrived. But actually, of course, some of the terrorists are really people who have come to hate America. And of course, if they're arrested, they could be tortured, but maybe they didn't hate America. Maybe they just were arrested, sent down to Guantanamo, and many of those men have been horribly tortured. They've released about 1,000 of them, I think, and 100 of them have returned to terrorism. But how many of them were terrorists beforehand, and how many of them became terrorists after they'd been tortured, horribly tortured, certainly, by your government? And they actually have tortured people to death, and nobody's ever gone to prison for torturing somebody to death. How can you justify it? Why aren't the American people speaking out? Or as if they've lost all sense of right and wrong. But you can verify what I'm saying up on the internet. Certainly these things do go on. We use torture. We use it on terrorists, and I'm sure we use this many times in our own police forces, unfortunately, because we've lost our belief in God. And when a nation turns against God, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God turns against that nation. Go ahead, David.
Amen. And God's word clearly says torture is not a permissible tactic to be used by a civil government at all. In fact, if a government does so, they have just disqualified themselves. They've declared themselves to be an ungovernment, you might say. Clearly, Jesus knew what you might call his Fifth Amendment rights when he stood before the Sanhedrin and when he stood before Pontius Pilate. He knew that he did not have to answer. Pilate was amazed as, you're not answering me anything. You refuse to answer anything that I question you on. And Jesus didn't answer. So he said, don't you know I have the power of life and death over you? Jesus' only response to him was, you could only have the power that has been given to you. In other words, Pilate, you're going to be held accountable for what you do with the power that's been entrusted to you. So if you do something wicked and something evil, like handing me over to be crucified, Pilate, you're going to answer ultimately to God. Wow, look at what Jesus was doing there in his trial. He was challenging the political ruler who was about to put him to death. He was challenging that political ruler and reminding him of the eternal consequences of permitting torture, which is what they did to Jesus. The scourging was designed to get him to confess something, and he refused. And you see, our government was designed here in the Fifth Amendment to follow God's law, to follow what God's word says regarding this evil of torture. You cannot be coerced into confessions because, as the biblical principle says, that it would violate your human dignity. That is, as a being made in God's image, it would violate your human dignity as a being made in God's image to contribute to or cooperate with your own self-destruction. Be akin to suicide, contributing to your own destruction, to your own end of your life. And that is an unbiblical and wicked thing to do, and no civil government is permitted by God's law to do it, which tells you when a civil government such as ours begins to violate God's law, there is a judgment day coming for that government as well. Just as there's a judgment day for every individual that ultimately stand before the bar of justice with our Lord Jesus Christ, so every human government will be judged, but it cannot be judged in the afterlife because a government doesn't have an eternal life. It's only in this world. And so God has to judge government in this world. And read one end of the Bible to the other, you see repeated again and again the pattern of a government that becomes tyrannical, becomes evil, gets involved in whether it's torturing or our government involved in murdering 55 million unborn babies and so on. When it becomes evil, if evil continues along unchecked and there isn't any repentance on the part of that civilization, God ultimately judges it. And the judgment we read in the scriptures are pretty severe for the people and the governments that engage in torture and murder as our government has. And so there's a day of reckoning coming unless there is a clear repentance and a return to obedience to God's law and a return to the simple obedience to the Constitution, which, by the way, is what all office holders take an oath. And that oath is made to God, to Almighty God. They're promising to obey the Constitution. So when they torture, they're violating the Fifth Amendment. When they do double jeopardy, they're violating the Fifth Amendment. And God will hold them accountable on Judgment Day for having sworn an oath to him and then having turned around and violated that very same oath.
Well, I think that we are in real trouble as a nation. As I said, when a nation turns against God, God will bring his judgment on that nation.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
The This is Dr. Stan. Certainly our guest is Pastor David Whitney. We're talking about our Constitution. We're talking about the fact that our Constitution limits the power of the government so men could be free, because there's always a tendency on the part of governments to actually control the population. And this has happened down throughout history, throughout all recorded history. Governments have always eventually become tyrannical. Ours certainly was a free society for such a long period of time, until gradually they took over our schools, they took over our law schools, and they suddenly got their people under the judges, and we have some excellent judges, but we have other judges who don't believe in the Constitution, who believe, of course, what's expedient, you want to send people to prison, but suddenly you should never send an innocent man to prison. Far better than 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man goes to prison, and it happens, unfortunately, more frequently than it should. And then, of course, right now, of course, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. David, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute on the Constitution, how they can actually learn about the Constitution, begin teaching the Constitution? Because the whole idea of the Institute is to set up classes in schools, in homes, and in libraries all across America, where people can begin to learn what they were specifically not taught in high school, what they were specifically not taught in college, where they were specifically not even taught in law school. They have to understand our Constitution and why, at least for 150 years, it was the greatest document that was ever been written as far as ensuring freedom for the individual. Go ahead, David.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. We know that the way our society is structured, the media is never going to inform people about it. And as you said, the education system is completely sold against teaching these founding principles, teaching what the founding documents actually mean. And so it's going to take a grassroots effort. But we know most people think it's kind of intimidating of the idea of themselves teaching the Constitution. So we put together what we call a host kit, that you're hosting a class, but the teaching is being done through DVDs. And each of those lectures, the 12 lectures, is outlined in the student notebook. And we encourage each of the students to, or at least each couple, to get a notebook so that they can follow along with the detailed outline of the lecture and supplemental readings that follow each of the lectures, as well as test questions, all that the student needs to take the course. And then the host is also given, in purchasing the host kit, given a host manual that gives them specific directions for conducting each of the 12 sessions, as well as answer keys for each of the test questions. And we know that this can be done by everyone. In fact, we have one. This past summer, we had almost had one public high school that was going to offer our course, and it was going to be offered in the fall. And before it was offered in the fall, they're going to do a test run in the summer, offering it to any parents or any students who wanted to take it voluntarily. It wasn't required of anyone. And of course, the ACLU and the Americans United for Separation of Church and State and all these people came out and threatened to sue that school board in Springboro, Ohio, and so they backed away from that, fearing the lawsuit and feeling it was not possible to do this with that threat hanging over their head. But we have success in terms of a student in a Florida high school who shortly is about to start a club, and by the way, the Supreme Court has ruled that after-school clubs cannot be shut down and by threats of lawsuits. In other words, if the students initiate it, if the students conduct it, it can happen, and no ACLU or Americans United for Separation, they cannot shut it down. And so we're hoping this is going to be a breakthrough for us. We'll see students all over the country forming the American View Club and taking our materials to the public schools so that the students who want to, after school, learn these things can learn them. And people can get a hold of our materials, our host kit, either by calling us toll-free. That toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if they prefer, they can go to our website. That is theamericanview.com. Our website is one word, theamericanview.com. And there, just click on courses. You'll see various courses that we offer. The jury course is there, but the U.S. Constitution course is probably the first place to start to get the foundations. and get a host kit. You'll see there's options there in terms of just a student manual and student manual and some of the DVDs, or a full host kit. We encourage people, if they would like to conduct the class, to get the full host kit, because it gives them all the materials they need in a turnkey way to conduct this class. I mean, if a high school student in Florida is going to be conducting our classes, obviously he doesn't have any fancy training. He didn't get a law degree. He can do it. And anyone in America can do this. And it is the way that we can take our country back. Yes, there are corrupt judges and there are corrupt lawyers and there are corrupt politicians all over this land, but they cannot be removed unless the people rise up with a knowledge of our founders' view of law and government and a knowledge of, a working knowledge of all of the founding documents. It is only then that we can rise up and say, off with the tyrants and replace them with lovers of liberty who will restore liberty under law in accordance with our Constitution, Declaration, and Bill of Rights. So that phone number again, toll free, 866-730-9796. And our website is theamericanview.com.
And this is a wonderful course. We've talked to many people who put these courses on. You can do this. You can do this in your home. You can do it in your church. You can do it at the local library. All you need is a meeting place and certainly to get the people there. And somebody called us from the state of Washington that put one on. And basically they had some of their legislators coming. They had a good turnout from people in the church. And suddenly they got an excellent response. And they were just called in to tell me how pleased they were that they'd really been able to have the impact. Anyone out the listening audience can do this. You don't have to be a trained teacher. You'll learn the Constitution right along with the people. But more than that, what we need is to start a grassroots movement to understand our form of government and way of life. Either that or we'll certainly lose it. And if you're not interested enough to be concerned, if you think that freedom is free, you're sadly mistaken. Freedom is readily lost. It has to be certainly re-earned in every generation. And once lost, I can guarantee you'll never see it again. And your children and your children's children will never know the freedom that you have enjoyed. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. So the Miranda Rights, although it's much mocked and the propaganda is pretty thick against it, if you watch any of the cop shows or the court kind of shows that are on TV, there's a reason why those shows are there. There's a reason why they come back year after year after year after year. It's a propaganda a machine designed to convince Americans the Miranda Rights aren't that important and that we shouldn't really protect someone's, Fifth Amendment right to plead the Fifth. That's not a good protection. That's a protection that allows too much crime in our society. And on the list of excuses go. Well, don't believe the propaganda. Look at what our founders said, and it's based upon the biblical principles that you should never be coerced into confession. Instead, your right to remain silent should be protected, and you should be given the option. That if there is a waiver, that you are choosing that waiver of your Fifth Amendment protection to no compulsory self-incrimination. You're choosing that waiver intelligently with an understanding of what it is you're doing. So I agree that the Miranda rights should certainly be preserved in our land. Now, the other element, that's the first three elements of the Fifth Amendment, grand jury protection. Second element is protection against double jeopardy. Third element is protection against compulsory self-incrimination. The fourth element is that you cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. And due process means all the procedures fundamental to justice and fairness. That is, if there's a capital crime, you have a grand jury that's truly functioning as a grand jury, as a buffer. That is, they're not just rubber stamping whatever it is that the prosecutor wants. They're doing their own investigation. And then truly you have a petit jury that knows their job is to judge the law as well as judge the facts. That's what our founders meant by a jury. That's what they meant by due process. Well, today, almost no juries in the land, although there's one state that wisely has chosen that jurors must be instructed that it is their job to judge the law as well as judge the facts, and that's a great start. We pray that 49 other states will follow suit. But is due process of law includes all of those elements, that you cannot be deprived of life or liberty or property without all of those elements being in play. Dr. Stan, you just shared how many examples there are today where the judiciary is corrupt, and the judges and the attorneys and the prosecutors are all conspiring together simply to put people in jail, fill up the jails, because that's a booming business in America today, tragically so, a booming business of imprisoning people who should not be in prison. So our fourth protection under the Fifth Amendment, that we cannot be deprived of life, liberty, or process without due process of law. The fifth protection and the final protection of the Fifth Amendment is that the government cannot take private property for public use without just compensation. This is what's called eminent domain, where the government says, okay, we want to build a road, and all these properties along this path that the road is going to take have to be, the people have to be kicked out of their houses, and their house has to be torn down so we can build this road. Well, it has to be a public purpose that is envisioned here, and the private property can only be taken if there's just compensation. That is, just compensation would be the full market value of your property before the process of eminent domain began. In other words, before the rumor got out that this highway was going to be built, your property had a value that as soon as the rumor began to float that the route for this new highway was going to go through your property, your property value plummeted. Just compensation would be you are given the value of the property before any rumors got out about the building project. And it must be for a public purpose that is useful. Now, here's the really twisted case that just got many, many people up in arms all over the country, Kelo v. New London. Look it up if you want to read the details of that wicked case. But it was a decision by the Supreme Court that said this phrase of public use, property for public use, could be broadened to mean that as long as the governing body, in this case it was the City of New London, thought the property could produce more revenue, more tax revenue, by being owned by somebody other than you, they could throw you off your property using eminent domain because they were going to get more tax dollars in the coffers of the City of New London, Connecticut. What a wicked and evil thing was done in that Supreme Court case, Kelo v. New London, because the people who lost their property were not given just compensation, and their property was not taken to build a highway or to build a school or something that is truly a public purpose. It was taken simply because they were going to get more tax revenue from the new owners of the property than the owners who were being kicked off the property. That's not public public purpose in any way, shape, or form. That's greedy government gobbling up people's tax revenue and gobbling up people's property. It's the government becoming a thief, and the government stealing property as well as using stealing property as an excuse to raise higher revenue for the City of New London in that case. I was pleased to see that the whole thing backfired on that City of New London. Although they won the case in the Supreme Court, there was such a stink that was raised that I think it was a drug company that was going to buy up all this waterfront property or something, and this drug company reneged on its deal. And so not only had the city kicked all these people off the property, it had purchased this property in preparation to sell this property to the drug company that was going to supposedly bring more revenue into the City of New London. Instead, the drug company backed out of the deal, and no revenue now was going to come from the property that had been forcibly vacated by the wicked City of New London, Connecticut. Ah, I applaud that, because that's a just reward. Rarely in this life do we see the kind of just rewards that ought to be, but there was a just reward. They won in court, but they lost in reality. The fact is that many jurisdictions in many states around the country responded to Kelo v. New London and said, this is tyrannical. This is evil. When our government is stealing people's property and you don't have any property rights any longer, we will not tolerate that. And so there was many state laws as well as even local legislation that went to protect people's property from a Kelo type of land theft on the part of the government. Because after all, What's the purpose of government? Our Declaration of Independence clearly says the purpose of government is to secure and protect your God-given rights. And they name the right to life, the right to liberty, the right to the pursuit of happiness, which they included that in that pursuit of happiness, the idea of ownership and control of property. What the Supreme Court basically said in the Kelo v. New London case is, oh, you can't own property in America today anymore. In essence, the government owns all the property, and you simply rent your property from the government, and that rental we really call property tax. And obviously, if you don't pay your property tax, the owner of the rental property is going to come and evict you from his property. And that mentality is exactly what the Supreme Court expressed in that wicked decision, Kelo v. New London, which would say, oh, instead of the government existing to protect your God-given right to own property, no, the government now exists to steal the property from you. What a wicked and tyrannical thing. It reminds me of the Old Testament case of King Ahab, who stole the property of his neighbor, Naboth, because Naboth had a vineyard. It was a nice vineyard, and the king saw it, lusted for it, and coveted it, and decided to take it by having Naboth murdered, because Naboth refused to sell the property to the king. The king tried to do a nice eminent domain. I'll give you lots of money for the property. I'll give you a better vineyard somewhere else. And Naboth said, no, God has given this property to my family. Leviticus 25 says, once it's given to the family by God, nobody, including no government, no king, can come along and take that property from the family that owns that property. So Naboth stood on his God-given rights. What did King Ahab do? He had Naboth murdered in order to steal his property. A fascinating story ends with Elijah being sent by God to King Ahab and says to King Ahab in no uncertain terms, as the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, because Naboth was stoned to death, which means his blood was spilled there in the street, as the dogs licked the blood of Naboth, so the dogs will lick your blood, King Ahab. A pretty bold thing to say to a king who's a murderer. But Elijah preached to that king, and that was the end of Ahab's reign. Indeed, he died in a terrible way, and the dog licked up his blood just as he had murdered Naboth. So his end was a terrible and unsightly thing as well.
Well, I guess this evening has been passed to David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. One more time, the telephone number.
Our toll-free number at Institute is 866-730-9796.
One more time.
866-730-9796.
And we'll be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Whitney was just saying that basically, of course, he's had the opportunity of actually teaching county sheriffs on a number of occasions across America about our Constitution. These courses have been put on. People have invited the sheriff to come and local officials to come. They need to understand the Constitution. And the only way this is going to happen, if you are out there involved. Now, right now, we have about 600 sheriffs who belong to a Sheriff Max organization. There are about 3,000 sheriffs. We need every sheriff to understand the Constitution and to be dedicated to upholding the Constitution, which they swear that they will uphold when they accept their office. And that is, of course, to follow the Constitution and limit the power of government so men can be free. David Whitney, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
And we'll talk again real soon. Okay, that's Pastor David Whitney. And this is the time when I need to remind you out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We have to depend upon those of you out there to keep us going, so that we have a few advertisers, but predominantly we're kept going by people who believe that freedom is worth sacrificing for. I know that some people out there are having real financial problems, but others of you certainly can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Subscribe to our newsletter. If you join the Radio Liberty family, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. Certainly, you can just certainly buy the tape sets or four CDs. Sets or DVDs or books that we offer, and you can find them at our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Or if you'd like a free catalog that lists everything that we sell, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, to get a catalog and look at the various items that we have. And then, of course, one thing you can do if you'd like to help us, what if you get your health products, Lewis? Because we carry the essential things that people really need to maintain their health. And tragically, most people do not get sufficient magnesium. Magnesium is absolutely essential for your heart, for your mind, for your bones, for your muscles. And about 80% of the American people are deficient in magnesium, and that's why you should be taking a supplement. We offer an excellent supplement. In fact, the company that puts these products out is one of the finest ones in the country. It's a Christian company, but these things come out over our label, but they're their products. We have vitamin D3. Most people are deficient in vitamin D3 and in other vitamins and minerals, and we offer Iodorol, which is an iodine compound. Most people are deficient, not getting enough iodine. Anyway, if you'd like to get more information on the products we carry, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a catalog. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can, of course, listen to our radio programs. And, of course, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio every day. And basically, 4 hours are listed there. You can listen 4 hours live. And all the other programs are archived. You can simply listen to them there. At our website at radioliberty.com, you can certainly read our newsletters. And you can go back and see what I was writing 10, 15 years ago. Right now, William Grigg is writing our newsletters for us. because you can get all of our old newsletters. There's all sorts of fascinating things there. There's a series about five letters or six letters on the secret cabal. There is a secret society that runs America. It was formed by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891. We give you the references. We give you the people who've been part and parcel of this secret society, who's come forward to tell about it. And, of course, it's cost some of them their lives. We're not supposed to talk about this sort of thing. But these things really exist. We carry Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. We carry certainly Gary Allen's book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, that was written, and it was because of that book that David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission. It's not simply by accident. Between 1977 and the year 2009, every president and or vice president of the United States came to the membership roles of that organization. There really is a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen, and they're about to lead us into a terrible war in the Middle East. Pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
Ooh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and I'm bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Marshall Masters, who lives here in Santa Cruz, who has an amazing story. And I want you to hear what he has to say and evaluate Sydney, but I think he's got some interesting thoughts. Marshall, you go ahead and tell the people a little bit about you and about Sydney, why you do what you do and why you believe what you believe.
Fair enough, Doc. To set that up, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure you can.
All right. Well, we all know what 100-year events are, right? And they've always been with us, always will be. That's not the issue. And when they do happen, all you can say is, well, that was the day it happened. But think in the context of your own lifetime. Has there been anything different with 100-year events, particularly of late in the last few years that you've noted?
Well, what do you mean by 100-year events?
Volcanoes, earthquakes, big storms, superstorms, earth changes, bad weather. Those kinds of things.
Oh, I think we're seeing some very definite changes in every aspect of our society. I think we're seeing certainly individual things. I think we're seeing more violence. I think we're seeing more certainly, you might call these cataclysmic events. Certainly there's been greater volcanoes. Certainly we were having more violent tornadoes, more violent hurricanes, and I believe there's a reason for it. But you pick up the story.
All right. Well, what you have there, Doc, is awareness. And my awareness started back in the 90s. I was doing a travel business to Russia, and I was in the computer business at the time, and then I started a travel business. And it's how I met my wife, and that was the one good thing I got out of Russia. by golly, you betcha. But you look back on your life, and it was a period almost of a decade, and I had many adventures. But, there's that one thing that ties it all together.
And why did the universe, first off, why did the universe get me going to Russia in the first place? Because I was always going in December, returning in January, and I was taking Aeroflot, which is over the pole between Moscow and San Francisco. And when I saw the pole for the first time, I was mesmerized. My face was glued to the window of that Aeroflot airliner. By the way, they're pretty comfortable airplanes to fly in. And I was mesmerized particularly by blue ice, which is very old ice. I mean, I grew up in Arizona. That's where snow was something. You put it in a cone, and they put some syrup on it, and bada-bing, there you go. Well, I watched it over the years, always taking these same winter flights, because that was when I would go over and set up all my tour packages for the spring and summer. And
now, that was about 13 years ago? How long ago was this going on?
My first flight was in 93.
Okay,
93. My last flight was in 98.
Okay, fine. So it was between 93 and 98. You noticed that certainly there was more in the way of blue, and more in the way of water there, that we were not getting the ice cap. Is that
actually
it?
What happened was by the time the last one, I couldn't see the blue ice anymore. What I saw was instead of this unbroken, beautiful field of snow and ice, I saw something that looked like the busted windshield of a wrecked car in a junkyard.
And it was basically the ice was breaking up.
Bingo.
Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Marshall Masters. As he goes into the background, he saw, noticed that certainly before the turn of this century, while the ice was beginning certainly not to be anywhere near as thick, it was beginning to be breaking up there over the pole, and we're going to be back here in just a moment with...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom, and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Michael was, Sidney Marshall was talking about how, as he saw the Sidney at the turn of the century, that there's Sidney, the ice Sidney over the pole was not as strong as it had been. He then began, that was his last trip, just in 1999. He then, and a group of other people, began researching what was going on, and they felt that there really was warming at Sidney at that time, and they also felt that this was not Sidney related to the CO2. That Al Gore was talking about, but he and a group of people began researching what was going on. They felt that the climate changes that we were seeing on Earth were related to the sun and changes in the sun's function, changes certainly in the temperature of the sun, and this was actually causing problems and changes here on Earth. So pick up the story from there, Marshall. Am I saying, in essence, what you believe?
Yeah.
Okay, you go right ahead.
Wonderful. Great summary, by the way. So what we're trying to then find out is if this is an interloper, is it flying through or has this been here before? That's when you go back in time. You go back to history.
So basically, he's talking about some of the comets. He's talking about Planet X.
Right.
And go right ahead.
Right. And so we were looking, for example, there's a gentleman by the name of Zachariah Sitchin. He passed away in 2010, wrote a book, 12 Planets. He postulated a Planet X. This search for Planet X, by the way, began in the 1700s in Europe and moved to the United States. Percival Lowell of the Lowell Observatory was the first American astronomer that was looking for Planet X. Planet X was a term he created sometime around 1905 to describe an object that is not yet observed directly itself, but you know it is there by the manner in which it perturbs the orbit of another known object, causes little zigzags in the orbit, if you will. Now, for example, Uranus was the first planet discovered with telescope. However, Neptune was the first planet discovered with mathematics. The mathematics were based on observations of perturbation in Uranus's orbit. So Neptune was the perturber. And it was actually the first Planet X. What they then found was that there was also perturbation in Neptune's orbit. And so then the search for Planet X, how Percival Lowell was doing, was to find whatever was perturbing Neptune. And when Tom Baugh in 1930 discovered Pluto, they thought that was it. However, it was not the Planet X that they were searching for, because once they discovered the moon of Pluto, they knew that it didn't have enough mass. It's only about 60% the size of our own moon. So it no way is large enough to dislodge or perturb the orbit of Neptune. So the search kept going on. The next major astronomer, that gentleman by the name of Carrington, U.S. Naval Astronomy, and in Washington, he actually had a telescope manufactured to specification, shipped to a U.S. government observatory in New Zealand, and the observations were made. He had published a paper in a scientific journal with plotting the orbit of Planet X, the new Planet X. But unfortunately, after all the films came back from New Zealand, there was a lid on everything. Nothing was released. NASA withheld everything. And the astronomer died very suddenly and very mysteriously not long afterwards. And so the conversation died. We picked it up and we kept following it because we were trying to understand what is causing all of the bizarre weather. Now, also with Earth events, we have seabeds rising and falling. North of Australia, the buoys are continually being, you know, they're saying that they're going offline. I think that they're just not reporting the data because their seabed rises and falls. This is happening. Matter of fact, last month, we had an earthquake in Pakistan. Three islands rose up out of the sea. So we're seeing this type of stuff. We're seeing volcanoes left and right that have not erupted in over 100 years. And again and again and again and again. I mean, you can't go a week without two or three of these things that have never erupted in 100 years, and they're popping off. So what we're seeing is a real huge uptick in the number of 100-year events that are happening. Fukushima, the earthquake in 311 that hit Japan, that was a 1,000-year event. And the reason why we have that nuclear disaster over there was that when they built those facilities, those plants, they built them with a 100-year event in mind, not a 1,000-year event in mind. So from the get-go, it was just simply going to happen. And this is the big concern I have, is this convergence of natural and man-made or industrial accidents, if you will. Because with Fukushima right now, they're getting ready to pull the fuel rods out of number four. And if they mess that up, that goes south. The Pacific is a dead ocean. And for those who are living in places like Santa Cruz, California, or Monterey, you're going to be living next to an ocean you don't want to get into, and you won't want to eat anything that would come out of it if they could find something alive.
No, of course, you live in Santa Cruz, as do I, but go right ahead.
So, yeah, that's kind of hitting home. And so we have been following this for some time. I started writing on this. I did my first Planet X article, published that in January 2002. We started our research in late 2001. And we were looking for folklore on an object that had a history of returning. And what we found was that there's a huge amount of folklore out there. Now, people have heard of Planet X. They've also heard of terms like Nibiru, Frightener, Hercobolus, Red Comet, Destroyer, and so forth. All of these terms are referencing the same thing. They're just, you know, a rose, like the old saying, a rose is a rose by any other name. And we use the term Planet X because Percival Lowell invented that, and I think it's more to the point. But more people know it as Nibiru, and there is a clear history of it having this 3,600-year long period orbit. Now, it's a very unstable orbit because it's inclined to the ecliptic. Let me take just a second to explain that for those that don't understand. When we look into the sky, we see it from the horizon view on Earth, which is cocked on one side. All right? If you were in a satellite in orbit around the sun, like many of the solar observatories we have, you're looking at the ecliptic view. Now, the ecliptic is, imagine you're around the sun's equator, and then you make a concentric circle out from that to the 12 constellations of the zodiac. That's the ecliptic, what we call the plane of the system. Above is northern skies, below is southern skies. This object is coming in from the southern skies. It's angled. Now, we have a video that we published on our YouTube channel, and you can find this at our site, youwusa.com, or just marshallmasters.com. And when you get there, look for Planet X System Observations and Orbital Path Analysis.
Now, can you actually see this, or is there other evidence of it? I mean, is this...
We have images.
You have actual images of it.
We have actual images. We spent the first part of this year, several months, and we have a catalog of thousands of images of an outermost orbital, which I named the Blue Bonnet. This is a mini constellation. It's just not one thing. It is a brown dwarf with a host of planets and moons in orbit around it, and it's got a huge iron dust cloud. This is common to brown dwarf stars. A brown dwarf is not that much larger than Jupiter, all right? They don't have to be that huge. It has enough mass to ignite, like our sun did originally, but it doesn't have the mass to keep up a nuclear furnace like our sun does. Now, if you look at Jupiter, for as a matter of fact, there are people that feel Jupiter is like a pseudo-sun because it actually generates internally more energy outwards than it's receiving from the sun. All right. So it's not a far leap. And for those that watch, you know, the movie 2010, that was about Jupiter being turned into a sun. And the movie ends with us having two suns in the sky. It's kind of interesting how art precedes reality. And so this thing is a mini constellation. Right now, we observed it in terms of where you would see it from the horizon on Earth would be about the sun's 11 o'clock position, very close to the sun. In space, it is down around the sun from the ecliptic view is more around, I'd say, around the 7 to 8 o'clock position. And it's moving behind the sun, and what we could gauge very roughly is it's approximately two Jupiter distances away on the other side. We're in an almost matching orbit around the sun, but we are closing with it slowly. Now, the object, the brown dwarf in the middle of the system, was imaged, and there's been the government has been observing all of this stuff for a long time, started the Pioneer probes, and then you had the IRAS infrared telescope that imaged it. So, and in 2008, our government, along with other governments, the agencies, NASA, JAXA, ESA, all of these, they put up a whole flotilla of solar observatories. I'm talking about an ambitious program on the scale of Mercury 7 all over again. And it was completely off the radar. The public really didn't know much about it.
Does this have anything to do with some of these supposed space trips we're taking to Mars and other things? And basically, it doesn't make any sense. We're putting all this money out to send satellites up to Mars. Are they watching this thing? Do you think some of these satellites we're sending up to places like Mars?
I think what they're looking out, they're looking at Mars, they're looking for places to go live. All right, and that's one of the things. If you look at all of the research right now, searching for extrasolar planets, what are they looking for? They're looking for a new Earth in a different solar system.
Hold that thought.
Else.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dan, and certainly our guest is Marshall Masters. We're talking about Planet X. We're talking about the fact that there are a lot of strange things going on today. And one of the strange things is certainly all of our major organizations, certainly having to do with space and space evaluation. They all said that this was going to be a solar maximum. We were going to have maximum solar sun activity. In fact, they were even talking about another Carrington event like they had back in 1859. We had massive flares, and certainly they knocked out all of our telegraphs at that time. They were even thinking this could happen, another massive solar flare, which would certainly knock out our whole electric grid and would be certainly placed back into a sort of a pre-industrial situation, certainly as we were in the 1850s with no electricity. And yet, of course, what's happened, instead of the sun being overly active, why is it quieted down? And certainly, you read all of these things in one place, and then you look and see what's happening. And what's happening is exactly the opposite from what we might have anticipated. Why is this happening? And then, of course, there are other things that are going on. Certainly, there's a marked increase in the fireballs. And certainly, Marshall talks about it going up to the American Meteorological Society website, and they will tell you that we're seeing a lot of strange activity. The number of fireballs in the sky is doubling. It doubled from 1910 to 1911, from 1911 to 1912, from 1912 to 1913. In other words, more of these fireballs, you can actually see them occasionally up on the internet. They'll talk about them, and suddenly they see a fireball here or a fireball there. What do those things actually represent, Marshall? Are they like a comet? Are they like a, what are they?
Fireballs are rocks. That's it. But the question, Doc, is what's throwing the rocks at us? And I'll tell you one thing that really got our attention about this year. I mean, we're still not even finished with this year. And even in our initial calculations, we estimated what the whole year would be when it wraps up based on average daily. Well, our average daily is understated based on what the current reporting data is. So it's continuing this ticking up in uptick. But the AMS has different classifications for reporting. And their highest classification is called huge, which would have 100 observer reports, anything that's 100 observer reports. Now, these typically are going to be what we call multi-state or regional observation events, where something's big enough flying through the sky that you're going to have people in 2, 3, 4 different states, perhaps even 2 countries. We have it now where people have seen it reported, fireballs both in the same fireball in the United States and then in Canada. These things are large, but in 2013, for the first time in the history of this very prestigious organization, there were 2 events so large that they had over 1,000 reports. That was first ever for AMS. So all the trends just keep upticking. But let's go back to February 15th of this year.
But could I just make one more point? You did mention that suddenly we're beginning to get an increase in solar activity, that we'd anticipated this 6 or 8 months ago. I mean, you say it seems to be picking up now.
It's picking up now, but, you know, it's still not as strong as one would expect for this time. It's even for solar maximum, it's a little anemic.
Okay.
But it's still popping off. However, what I find most curious is that this is when the poles on the sun are going to flip, and it hasn't worked out quite right. So the sun is kind of in a hang fire on this, and it hasn't finished the flip yet. It's partly into it, but it hasn't gone all the way.
And basically, of course, what they're anticipating is that the poles on the sun are going to shift. Is that right?
That's right. Now, there could be flaring events that could cause some problems for us. But the bottom line is that you have to look at what everything is happening in total. And so when I and there's an assumption that NASA understands everything and just wait for them to tell you. They're not so good at making predictions. Their predictions on this solar maximum, along with NOAA, along with National Academy of Sciences, they absolutely didn't. They missed the boat completely. In February, they were telling everybody to look for a comet called 2012 DA14, that if it flew through a specific keyhole in space, so to speak, that it would then be in an Earth collision trajectory and be a problem. And all of the media was focused on DA14. That was the same day the biggest rock to hit our planet in over a century airbursted over the Urals in Russia, and it released the equivalent energy of 20 Hiroshima atomic bombs.
And a lot of people died in that. Can you find this up on the internet? I saw this just the other day. We're going to be back in just a moment, but you're not hearing these things on regular channels. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan Marshall was simply talking about this comet, a large rock that simply exploded over over Russia, and it had the power of about 20 Hiroshima bombs, a tremendous. And he said, basically, I thought some people were killed. No, he said about 1,500 were injured, and probably a lot of them were looking out the windows, but basically nobody died, but there were 1,500 people injured when this thing exploded, tremendous explosion. Up there over Russia. It was reported here in America, but this is simply part and parcel of this whole changing atmosphere as more and more of these rocks or comets are coming in suddenly, and suddenly they're going to be heading many towards Earth. Go right ahead. Marshall says that certainly NASA, these various organizations are trying to report on what's going on, but they really have no real grasp of it. But of course, Marshall and his group are certainly studying this as well, and go right ahead, Marshall.
Well, thanks. And I think that NASA actually has had this system under observation. There are other things that they may not be able to get on predictions, so they're in that regard, it's infallible. People say, well, if they knew, they would say, well, observing an object does not mean that you are sharing that knowledge with others. All right. So if they're seeing it and there's a lid on it, all right, then that information is not going to be released. NASA has a history of suppressing observation data. If you think back to the late 90s when the internet first came out, astronomers were using it because it was a great way for them to connect with other astronomers around the world when they would discover an asteroid. Some object out there that was on an Earth-crossing orbit, which was a potential threat. And what happened? Tabloids was tracked this stuff, and next thing you knew, the headlines are coming out. Comet has 1 in 30 chance of destroying all life on Earth, which sold a lot of papers, created hysteria. NASA got a ton of phone calls. And so what they did was, NASA's way of dealing with this was not to have a conversation with British tabloids. NASA's way of dealing with this was to institute a program where they advised all of the astronomers that were on the government dole in one way or another, and most of them are professionally. You do not report these sightings, these observations. You don't go public. You bring it to us, and we'll decide when it's going to go public. And so in the late 90s, people that can think back to that time will remember the headlines. Comet could hit the Earth in 10 years and everybody could die. And now the stories that we get are an asteroid passed close to the Earth last week. All right? Whenever you see something and they're talking about an asteroid or some object that passed close to the Earth a few days before, that is the result of that suppression policy. So there is a very active suppression policy on these observations in place in the professional community. Amongst amateur astronomers, it's a different thing. They can get out there, but even they can be suppressed on YouTube. And this is something that I am seeing, where these people are getting suppressed. They get attacked. There are disinformationalists. They're bringing the information down. And so for the public say, why haven't we heard about this? What the public doesn't understand is there's a huge suppression on it. I'll give you an example. In 2009 was the very first Planet X symposium in the world. It was held in Rome, Italy. And we had someone from our group there to present. It was a sold-out event. And as a matter of fact, they were selling out the standing room until the fire marshal said, that's it, you've capped the room. And it was a hugely successful event. At that time, we had a book out, Planet X Forecast, and it was doing extremely well. We had licensed it in Germany and Japan and Italy, and our Italian publisher was selling them like hotcakes. the Italian bookstores after this 2009 event were, we had end caps, center aisles, we had premium locations. He was ready to do a second printing a half a year in advance of what he had originally estimated. Everything was going great guns. And then all of a sudden, all across Italy, every bookstore picked up all of the Planet X books, ours and everyone else, and they were all returned to the distributors, and the books were destroyed. And all of the publishers were made to know without any question, was unequivocal. It was done by the order of the Vatican. So we had our book translated from English into Italian. The publisher was Academia Press that we had licensed. They were doing tremendously well. And after that symposium in 2009, the Vatican ordered all copies of our books removed from the shelves in Italy, and now, it died right there.
Well, now, why is this? Why are they suppressing the information on Planet X?
Okay, the standard reason that they're going to say is they don't want to panic the public, they don't want to create chaos and all of these things. I think that's nonsense. The people of the United States, in World War II, we fought a war in two theaters coming out of a depression. I think we're made of tougher stuff than that. I'll tell you the reason why there's suppression. It's very simple. I call it Titanic rules. First class gets the boats. Steerage goes down with the ship. We are steerage because the first to die are going to be the last to know. This is turning into a eugenics event, and this is what I am deeply resentful of. The elites are looking at this thing. They look at a planet. You know, we're overpopulated as a species. And right now, the Earth would have to have twice as much natural resources to keep everybody happy, especially with India and China wanting to have McDonald's on every corner as well. So they're looking at it. We have our species is incredibly overpopulated. You can look this up on Wikipedia, all right, the Georgia Guidestones. Everybody should go out and look at the Georgia Guidestones. Good Wikipedia article on it. There's a bunch of them that are written. This is an incredible piece of architecture, all right? So, it's a big stone monument. It has what you could call a Ten Commandments for the post-historic world. The world that follows the end of our prison rule. And it is translated into 8 different languages. And the first one of this Georgia Guidestones is keep the population under 500 million.
Maintain the humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature's exact terminology. I was the first person ever to write on that, and I just found it by accident. And so basically, you're absolutely right. The Georgia Guidestones are there. They're in a cult monument put up by a secret society. Nobody knows who put them up, but I've been there a number of times. And you're absolutely right. Maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. That is the first of the 10 commandments that come from the pit of hell. Go ahead.
That's right. And you know what, Doc? Do they tell us how we get to that number?
No, they sure don't, but because that's my population control agenda monograph. But I hadn't even thought about what the things you're talking about, which is why I'm enjoying what you have to say, so go right ahead.
Okay. Well, think of how convenient it is. People are dying, and they go, look, it's not us. It's that ugly rock up there. Okay? So it's the big, ugly rock that gets the blame. But if people don't know when to bust a move, I mean, look what happened in the Philippines. People died because they didn't give a tsunami warning. People were dying because they said you're going to have a tidal wave, and nobody understood that. They understood tsunami. If it was tsunami, that's it. Feet don't fail me now. We're out of here. The other one they didn't understand, and there was a lot of death because of that misunderstanding. The point here is if people can't get out of the way, they're toast. And this thing is, you know, when we, in our video, because we all, not only have Planet X observation, but we, it's also Planet X observation and orbital path analysis. We were able to do a crude orbital analysis of it. And when right now this thing is behind the sun, and so we're not going to be able to see it, which means interest levels are going to kind of calm down a little bit, out of sight, out of mind. But when it does appear, it's going to pop up. Now, from the Earth's horizon, it'll look to probably when we do see it the next time, and that could be in a year to year and a half, somewhere in that vicinity, depending on how it goes. There, it, I mean, this is an object that does not move like anything else. That was part of the problem with predictions in the past, because we were making predictions based on known objects like comets, planets. Well, this is a mini constellation of a brown dwarf, which is a companion to our sun, and it's in a very bizarre orbit, and that really worries me. It's rising up from the southern skies. It is now going into the northern skies. It'll arc over the sun and then head back south again. And what we're seeing is that the most likelihood is that once it reaches its point of perihelion, closest point to the sun, it starts heading back south to go way, way out into space on its 3,600-year orbit. It's going to do that. It's going to make that transit on our side of the sun. And with that, then comes the possibility of us having a pole shift event, because this thing's going to come through. It's going to be interacting with the sun, and it already is interacting with the sun. We have a, I have a video up that folks can watch called Planet X 101, Who, What, Where, When, Why, and How. And what I do is I take you from the 1700s in Europe all the way to the present, the whole story of Planet X, and I put the faces and the names on it so that it's a human story, because it really is a beautiful human story. There's a lot of courageous men. I'm a researcher, but I'm standing on the shoulders of giants. And, you know, this Harrington and Lowell, what they did was amazing. So when this thing comes through, my concern is that because it's inclined to the ecliptic, so it's kind of, you know, it's coming over at an angle, it's going to pass, it's not going to impact us. Anybody that says, you know, Planet X, the Bureau is going to hit us, no. It's not going to hit us. It has no history of doing that. It is very well documented. We publish a book called The Colburn Bible, which was written in two parts, by the Egyptians and then by the Celts. The first part of it was written about the same time that the Tanakh, the Torah, or what Christians know as the Old Testament, was being written. And what the Egyptians were doing, it was basically their 9/11 report. They were trying to figure out, how did this one scrappy Jewish god whip their entire pantheon of Egyptian gods? And that's what they were trying to figure out. And that was the genesis of this book, which has a very detailed history of this object. What the Egyptians tell us substantiates the work of the Zachariah Sitchin's translation of the Sumerian text, that this is an object that caused the Noah's flood, sinking of Atlantis, and its last flyby was what created the 10 plagues of Exodus.
Well, now, when do we anticipate this is going to become close to us? Are we talking about a decade? Are we talking about 50 years, 100 years? Or are we talking about a much shorter period of time?
This is all going to play out within the next 10 years. We're going to, it's going to come out from behind the sun, and this will happen within anywhere from the next 12 to 24 months is when we're going to see that. When it's coming, and then when it's arcing around, there's a dangerous point. From point of perihelion to the ecliptic, which you could think of as the sun's equator, when it's in this zone between perihelion and the ecliptic is what we call the kill zone. it is going to have incredibly powerful electric interactions with the sun. We're going to see massive solar storms. And we are talking about on a biblical scale. You're going to have to go to ground if you're going to survive these things. And that's going to happen during that transition. Then as it's going through, the tidal gravitational forces coming from this mini constellation will get a lithosphere lock on this our planet. Lithosphere is the think of it as the skin of the planet, if you will. And it's going to go, and it's just going to pull us around. Now, there are folks that say it's a pole shift that's going to, we'll stop in our orbit and spin the other way. We'll flip head over heels. If something like that were to happen, the planet would be reduced to single-cell life. It would be that catastrophic. I think that the pole shift prediction of this American psychic Edgar Cayce is on the money. I know, you know, in terms of the, you know, he had predicted 2000 for the event, but looking into the future is like looking through a garden hose. And so it's really difficult to be precise about the events. But what he was saying is it's not a difference of kind, it's a small difference of degree. 3 or 4 degrees is all you need. So, for example, in Santa Cruz right now, 3 or 4 degrees difference would make Santa Cruz look more like the Hilo side of the Big Island of Hawaii. And it would be more lush and more tropical. But what is going to happen with this lithosphere lock is that the water, the oceans are going to come out of their basins. This is what is the story about Noah and the flood. Now, if you look at Noah and the flood, where did Noah build the ark? You know, if it were modern Wall Street sense, if he had been a Wall Street tycoon, he would have built his ark in the harbor, because then if he had a non-event, nothing happened, you could convert it into a hotel and casino and clean up. But he built it on the side of a hill. Now, in the book we published, the Colburn Bible, this ancient folklore wisdom text, it has the story of Sisuta and Hanok, which follows with the Bible story of Noah, but offers a lot more details. And what it really tells us is that he was given knowledge to know where to place this thing so that when these huge waves were coming in with the oceans coming out of their basins, what would literally happen is that the water would rush up this immense canyon up to where the ark was, and by the time it reached it, it would be so exhausted that instead of coming over the ark and crushing it like hydraulic sandpaper, it would gently come underneath the keel of the ark, lifting it off its stands, and then pulling it out to sea.
And what is your website one more time?
YOWUSA.com.
YOWUSA.com. We'll be back in just a moment. Hope you've enjoyed, Marshall. I have.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed Marshall Mathers. And of course, basically, during the time we had off, he was simply saying, you want to start preparing for the difficult times that are coming, and they are going to be very, very difficult times. He anticipates a breakdown of society. We're going to have him on again and certainly read what he has to say. But there is something there. Certainly, our good friend Bob Fletcher is putting together his DVD. He'll have it, hopefully. Of course, everything has been done. Obviously, there's been an organized effort to sabotage him. He's been to two or three computers. Somebody's been sabotaging his computers to keep him from getting his story out. Why would they want to suppress what Bob is saying? Because what he's saying is exactly what Marshall Mathers is saying. So we're living in certainly exciting times, and certainly as soon as we have Bob Fletcher's DVD, well, we'll certainly let you know about it. Check out Marshall Mathers, and certainly we'll get Marshall on again sometime very, very soon. But I'm always learning. I love what I do because I get a chance to talk to such fascinating people. And basically, of course, if you want to get the information on the Georgia Guidestones, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, where we actually have a section we put up. We were, I think, probably the first person that I know in the conservative movement who was writing about the Georgia Guidestones. You can find it up on the Internet, and certainly, but go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Pull down our part on the Georgia Guidestones, and then pull down our treatise on the population control agenda. Or you can certainly get that certainly at up on the Internet. Just write in Radio Liberty Population Control Agenda. You need to understand that we really are up against organized evil. And when you understand that, things begin to make much more sense. Certainly, you certainly want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And certainly, you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You'll want to get my talk on the Population Control, the Secret Agenda. That's Population Control, the Secret Agenda. And, of course, my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And if I could simply suggest that if you get either one of those items or anything else you get from us, if you'd like a free copy of my Population Control Agenda monograph, just ask for it. We'll send it to you without charge if you get anything from us at all. Or you can pull it down off the Internet. But it's probably the best thing that's out there, although it doesn't cover what we've talked about tonight. It covers the fact that there really is an organized effort to eliminate the vast majority of the people on the earth. And they've already killed several billion people or prevented the births of several billion people. After all, 400,000 abortions in China, but they never talk about the 400,000 abortions in India and the 400,000 abortions in Russia. But then, of course, there's so many things they don't tell you. And then all the abortions that we paid for in Africa and South America and throughout the rest of the world. American tax dollars at work, just exactly as American tax dollars at work over there in Syria, where we slaughtered 115,000 innocent men, women, and children, many of them Christians there, because so many Christians had fled to Syria hoping they'd be safe there. And we financed the revolution, and 115,000 people are dead in Syria, and millions have certainly been driven out of the country. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What evils are you opposing, ladies and gentlemen? Are you concerned? Do you really care? Well, you should, because, of course, if you're unconcerned, believe me, God is going to bring terrible judgment on America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Again, of course, our website, radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You can go there. You can certainly read our newsletters. You can watch the DVDs we have. We hope that you, of course, listen to our radio programs. You can listen to Radio Liberty 4 hours a day live, 24 hours a day archived. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And we do this because we want to sound the alarm. We want people to begin making preparations. For most of all, we want to bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, because that's the only thing that's going to get you or me or any of the one we love through the difficult times that lie ahead. So please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.